Gary Boyer, Blackpool home game. It means four goals, doesn't it?
No, we were very clinical today, and we've got some great form at home, and really pleased with the effort that they showed, because it's been a tough week, you know, travelling away to Leighton Orient, travelling away to Mansfield, suffering like we did against Mansfield. So the reaction was fantastic from the players.
Four goals in the bank again, but big turning point, another Sam Slocum penalty save.
Yeah, very much so. We felt, I just sensed that the players felt a little bit hard done by at half time. Colin Daniels' strike, how that's not gone in. And I just said to them, don't start feeling sorry for yourselves. We started the game ever so well and scored very, very quickly. And sometimes that, it doesn't help you. Sometimes it's strange. But, we then, once he made that save, we went straight down the other end and countered off it, and it got everybody going. I think it got the crowd going, who were terrific again, and it certainly got us going, and our intensity went through the roof, and our fitness levels were incredible. To finish that strong after the week that it's been a tremendous effort to everybody.
And Kyle Vassell's got his goal again.
Mm. It was a fantastic goal, wasn't it? It was a great strength and then great composure. You know, he's smashed it in with his left foot, and then he's trying to score with a right foot free kick. And like I say, he's got great ability. Got to keep pushing him, keep working him. And, he's done well this week, because unfortunately for us, he missed Tuesday. But he's recovered, and I thought, he's produced another performance for us.
You talk about him with 11 already, but you do need, any successful team does need contribution from elsewhere. And you've got to be pleased for Jack Payne.
Yeah, we've been... like you say, spreading the goals out a little bit, and then obviously the main strikers have been all chipping in. But we felt there's goals to come from Payne, and we want more from him. And delighted today that he's done that. And Calvin's chipped in again with his. So it's good that the way that we're going with the goals getting shared about.
And he finished the game coming off on a stretcher. So how's he? And probably more importantly, Colin Daniel, that looks a hamstring nailed on.
Yeah, that was, obviously that was the classic. He got shot from the stand. That's a hamstring, and he's going to be out for a couple of weeks now. Calvin's didn't look too bad. I think, the stretcher was just a precaution. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he was fit for next weekend, but we just have to take that step by step.
A couple of cup games coming up. Is that a bit of an interruption for you?
I think you would always like to, when you've got momentum going in any competition, you want to keep that going. So I just see it as a great opportunity for us to try and get into the third round. But I've been and watched Brackley myself, and it's going to be like today. It's going to be another tough challenge.
You and I spoke right at the start of the season about making this place a bit of a fortress, and you're sending a message, aren't you?
Well, I think we've certainly shown some great form at home. Frustratingly for us, we haven't been able to produce that on the road, and that's something that we've got to keep working on. But the players at home have done tremendous, and we've got the fans have been terrific with us and very supportive, and we just keep working hard and look to keep going and progressing.